Good morning. We've got a gorgeous day. How nice. So let's start by taking a comfortable seat on the mat. Give yourself a moment to close your eyes and settle in. As we come to this practice, let's try to give ourselves fully to it, to experience every sensation in our body, every sensation of our breath. The more you give of yourself to the practice, the more you'll receive. Let your head drop down and roll from side to side. And coming back to center, hands come to the heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity of mind, body, and spirit. Now let the prayer at your heart reach up into the sky, and then part your hands and twist to one side. Reach your arms back up into the air again, and twist the other way. And then continue. Let your flow match the pace of your breath. Now one more time, reach up into the sky and then fold forward. Place your hands firmly on the mat, step your feet back, come to downward facing dog. Nice stretch into downward facing dog, hips reaching high into the air. Press one heel down and then the other as you stretch down each leg. Feel your arms and your back lengthen. Feel every sensation. Now let your hands walk back to your feet and fold into a forward bend. I'm going to adjust the volume on the music while you enjoy your forward bend. Hang down, whatever way is comfortable for you. So remember, you can make this practice more intense, less intense. It's all up to you. Feel what feels good in your body. Now walk your hands forward, and let's return to downward facing dog. And we'll lay our knees down onto the mat. Now reach your right hand off to the right side of your mat. And then curve your left arm over into a side bend. And then we'll sweep our hands over to the other side as we take these side bends side to side. Your hands into the center with your hips settling down into your heels. Child's pose is a place you are welcome to return to and rest anytime you want and for as long as you want. Now again, we'll curl our toes into the floor, reaching our hips to the sky. Come to downward facing dog. Step your right foot forward. Left knee touches down on the ground. With an inhale, we reach to the sky. Kneeling lunge. And then hands come back to the ground. We step the right foot back. Moving shoulders above the wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhaling, let's rise into cobra. And then hips slide back again to heels, child's pose. And our toes dig into the mat. We step into downward facing dog. And now step your left foot forward. Right knee touches down, the arms sweep into the sky, kneeling lunge. And hands back on the mat. Left foot steps back. Bring shoulders above the wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhaling, we rise into cobra. And then back once again to child's pose. And our toes again dig down into the floor. Let's step into downward facing dog. And now walk your feet up to meet your hands. Inhale, rise all the way up. Exhaling all the way down. Sun breaths, flowing with your breath. Let's rise up one more time. Bring your hands into your heart. Step all the way to the front of your mat. And on this beautiful sunny morning, let's make this a joyful sun salutation. Inhale, arms reach. Hips sliding down and back, chair pose. And then we'll reach up and into the sky. If you want to, add a back bend here. And then dive down. Inhale and lift up halfway. And then touch your hands to the ground. Let's reach the right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. So your knee can be up or down. Hands reach up, and they come back down again. And we step the left foot back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, and we arch up. And as we exhale, we go back to downward facing dog. Now take your right leg up and into the sky. Step or help your right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms reaching up and returning to the mat. And the left foot steps to the front. Inhale, let's rise. Chair pose. Reach again into the sky joyfully. Add a back bend again if you want to. And dive down. Lifting up halfway to stretch the back. Our hands then touch the ground and the left foot steps back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms reaching to the sky and coming back to the mat. And the right foot steps back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale and we arch up. And exhale, back to downward facing dog. Left leg up and into the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And then hands return to the mat and the right foot steps forward. Inhale, we reach to the sky. Chair pose. Once more, up and into the air. Another little back bend right here if you'd like. And we'll dive down. Lift up halfway. And then let your hands come to the mat. Let's walk our feet back now and step into downward facing dog. Take a couple of nice deep breaths here as you feel every sensation. Give yourself to this practice, mind, body, and spirit. So let's begin our standing flows now. Take your right leg up into the air. Step the right foot forward and then lay your back foot down flat, warrior one. Spread your toes open and really feel your feet connected to the mat. Each standing pose starts with a firm foundation. The right knee is lunging forward as the arms reach skyward. Feel every sensation of it. Feel every sensation of your breath. Now, folding hands into the heart, step the left foot next to the right, chair pose. Now, let's add a twist to this chair. Take your right elbow between your knees, and then if you can, hop it over to the outside of your left knee. This twist now turns to the left. As we twist, take a lengthening into your back and spine. Can you feel the squeeze in your belly as you massage your internal organs? Now we'll make a transition here in just a moment. You're welcome to touch the ground to steady yourself if you need to. Step onto your left foot and then extend your right leg back and turn your twisting chair into a twisting lunge. Oh. and then let your twist come back around. As you touch hands to the ground, lay your right knee down. Inhale and spread your arms wide open, and then exhale, bow forward, and flow with your breath. One more inhale reaches wide open. And then as our hands come down to the mat, let's set the left knee next to the right. Hips into heels, we drag our hands in toward our knees. And then rise up onto our knees, reaching to the sky. Right hand grabs the left wrist. Pull your left wrist high. And then take a nice side bend over to the right. Feel that stretch in the left side of your body, every sensation of it. And then come up and change your hands, pull your right wrist up to the sky, and then lean to the left as you stretch into the right side of your body. Now coming up, we'll interlace our fingers and turn our palms to the sky. Nice big stretch. And releasing the hands, let's fold forward, tuck our toes under our feet, and come to downward facing dog. And here we'll flow through the vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, arch up. And exhale, back to downward facing dog. Now let's take side plank, right hand on the mat. So either lay your right knee down, left arm up to the sky, or come from a straight leg plank, rolling it open sideways. Now come back around. Come to plank pose and lower down onto the ground. Sweep your hands around behind your back, lace your fingers behind you, and then push your hands and shoulders back as you lift your heart right up off the ground. And releasing, we take hands under the shoulders, pushing hips into heels. Curl your toes into the floor, hips to the sky, and side plank, left hand on the mat. So either lay your left knee down, or from a straight leg plank, roll open sideways. And come back around, reaching your hips to the sky. Let's take our warrior one flow to the other side. Left leg up and into the air. Step the left foot forward, back foot lays flat. Warrior one. Create the foundation with your feet as you extend up through your arms. Feel every breath coming in and flowing out. Now hands to the heart, we step the right foot forward, chair pose. Adding the twist, left elbow between the knees, and then maybe all the way around to the outside of the right knee, a twist to the right. So again, as we turn the twisting chair into a twisting lunge, feel free to steady yourself with your hands. Step onto your right foot, extend your left leg back, and turn your twisting chair into a twisting lunge. And then the twist comes back around. As hands come to the mat, step your right knee next to your left. Lay the knees down. Sit down under your feet. Inhale, reach wide open. Exhale, bow. Sorry, that was going to be a lunge. Lay your right knee down, left foot forward. Or I guess it's the other way, isn't it? One more time, wide open. Now hands come to the mat. Then we set both knees to the mat. Sit down onto our feet. And drag your hands in as you rise up onto your knees. Right hand grabs the left wrist, reaching up into the sky, and a side bend to the right. Feel your left side stretching open. Space between your rib cage, space through the shoulder. And come up, change your side bend to the other side. And come straight up, interlace your fingers, turn them to the sky, stretching up. Releasing hands, we bow forward, turning toes to the floor, hips to the sky. Let's flow through the vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, arch up. And exhaling, back to downward facing dog. Side plank, right hand on the mat. So either right knee down or straight legs as left arm reaches to the sky. Now come back around. Come to plank pose and lower yourself down onto the ground. Sweeping hands behind your back, lace your fingers together. Push hands and shoulders back as your heart lifts up. Now take hands to the mat. Slip your hips back to your heels and then turn toes into the floor, downward facing dog, and side plank left hand on the mat so your left knee can come down or you can roll open from a straight leg plank. Now come back around to downward facing dog and reach your right leg up and into the sky. Take an enormous step forward with your right foot, back foot flat. This time warrior two. So our body facing sideways as we look straight ahead. Again, a foundation strong through the feet as we reach wide now. Now without changing the legs, bend your right arm and lay it across your right thigh. Or you can reach to the ground with your right hand, left fingers to the sky, side angle pose. Now a circle with the left arm reaching around toward the back wall, down toward the ground. When you point to the front of your mat, straighten your right leg. And we come to triangle pose. Now feel the straight lines of your legs and arms. Feel the space in this triangle pose. So push down into your feet, come up to stand. Hands come to the heart as we turn our feet around to the long side of the mat. Make fists at your low back now for a back bend. With the feet anchoring down, the heart reaches toward the sky. Shoulders roll back, leaning into your back bend, wherever that feels right for you. Come carefully back up, slide your hands around to your hips and fold forward. As you hang down into a forward bend, we'll take a twist next. So for your foundation, you may want to heel toe your feet wider. Now let's lay the right hand below our face, the left hand onto the low back. Stretching out and then taking a twist to the left. Feel free to take your left arm to the sky or to keep it at your back, however your twist feels best. Now bring your twist back around. Walk your hands forward and push your hips back. Let your back get lengthened. Feel the space opening up as you stretch. Now hands come back under the face. Lay your left hand there, right hand on the low back. And let's take our twist to the right. Coming back around again, we'll walk our hands forward, push our hips back, taking a nice big stretch. Now walk your hands back in, then walk them around to your front of the mat, little adjusting as your feet point forward. Lay the left knee down. Shifting backwards, take a nice stretch into your right leg. For you, where does that feel just right? It's not too much, it's not too little. Come forward again. With hands on the mat, step your right knee next to your left. Hips come into the heels as we drag our hands back toward our knees and reach up to the sky. This time, reach your arms wide open. Now cross your right arm over your left. Either hug your shoulders or wrap your arms together like eagle pose. Feel your upper back opening up. Unwind your arms and reach them behind your back. Link your fingers together, pushing hands and shoulders back, spreading the front body open wide. And then release your hands overhead, interlace your fingers, turn them to the sky, take a big stretch. And then folding forward, we curl toes into the floor, hips to the sky, and flow through the vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we arch up. Exhaling, back to downward facing dog. One more time, side plank, right hand on the mat. Knee down or straight legs. And then bring your side plank around, lowering down onto the floor. Hands reach around behind the back. We push hands and shoulders back. Come into this variation of locust pose. And then hands under the shoulders as hips reach back to heels. And then come to downward facing dog and take one more side plank, left hand on the mat. And coming back around, find your way to downward facing dog, and we'll take one last flow, left leg to the sky. Great big wide step forward with the left foot, back foot comes flat, warrior two. Foundational feet, strength and power in your legs, a reach so wide open. Now bend your left arm or reach to the ground as we flow into side angle pose. Right fingers to the sky. A circle around toward the back, down toward the floor. When you point to the front of the mat, the left leg straightens and it's triangle pose. Straight lines. Now feet pushing down, we come up to stand. Hands to the heart, feet turning around to the long side of the mat. Let's set the foundation to revisit the back bend. With fists at the low back, the feet push down as we rise up, up, and away. Coming up, the back bend becomes a forward bend as we fold down. Hands tumble down to the ground. Maybe you'll widen your stance again in preparation for the twist. Right hand below the face, left hand on the low back. A twist first to the left. Create it in the way that feels best for you. Coming back around, the hands walk forward, the hips push back. Feel your back lengthen. Now the hands walk back in. It will be left hand below the face, right hand low back for a twist to the right. And then we come back around. Again, the hands walk forward, the hips push back. After twisting our back and spine, we give it a nice stretch. And then walk your hands back in. Now walk them around to the front of the mat, adjusting your feet. Lay your right knee down. Hips come back as we stretch the left leg. Come forward again. Hands on the mat as we set the left knee down next to the right. Hips to heels, sliding hands back toward our knees. We reach up into the sky. And then reach wide open. Left arm crosses over, left arm over right, either hugging shoulders or eagle arms. Unwrapping, now we reach behind the back, linking fingers together, and the front body opens. And then your hands reach to the sky, lacing fingers together, stretching up into the air. One last big stretch. And then reach your hands forward. Tuck your toes into the floor, hips to the sky, and we'll flow through our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, arch up. And exhale, back to downward facing dog. Now lay your knees to the mat, hips slide into heels. Let's take a moment to rest in child's pose. Lay yourself down, close your eyes. Feel every sensation in your body. Feel every sensation of your breath. Looking to the front of the mat, we press our hands down. We curl our toes under our feet and slowly make our way back to downward facing dog. And let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. And with a nice easy inhale, we come all the way up. And we'll bring hands to the heart. So exploring some balancing now. Let's step first onto the right foot. The first pose today will be Warrior Three. So our arms will reach to the sky. We'll step the left foot back and get length through the body as we launch into Warrior Three. Now your arms can reach to the front or to the sides or to the back, whatever you'd like. You can use a wall as a support. Step down, start again anytime. Now from here, let your hands reach to the ground, standing splits. And now right fingers in front of the right toes, we open sideways, half moon pose. And then let's take 2 feet back to the ground again. And for a moment, move your body, let yourself relax a little. Let's explore that balance flow on the left foot. So starting again with warrior three, reach your arms up, tiptoe your right foot back, and find your warrior three. Hands reaching for the ground, standing splits. And then left fingertips in front of the left toes, half moon pose. And 2 feet back to the ground. Again, enjoy a moment to move freely. And we'll inhale as we reach into the sky. Exhale and fold all the way down. Let your hands touch the mat. Walk your feet back. Lay your knees down. Hips slide into heels. And we're back again to child's pose. This time, let's walk our hands way over to the right. And hands walk back to the center, and we'll walk them way over to the left. And once again, our hands come to the center. And then we'll walk our hands in toward our knees, crisscrossing our ankles, slipping hips over heels, we come to sit on the mat. So we're moving into some forward bending now. And before we take a forward bend, we'll roll back. So you have a couple of options. You can either roll onto your back and give your knees a hug, or you could roll back to your shoulders and reach your feet behind your head. And so in just a moment, for the first forward bend, we'll be rolling forward, and when we do, we'll stretch the right leg straight and bend the left knee so the left foot is on the inner right thigh. So when you're ready, roll yourself up with your right leg out and your left foot in. And then reaching to the sky, we lengthen upward and take a nice deep exhale as you fold over your right leg in this forward bend. Make it perfect for your body. It'll be different for each of us. But give yourself to it fully. So you're finding where it feels right. You're feeling the sensation. You're feeling your breath. Your hands walk up your right leg. And let's roll back again. So as before, either on your back or your shoulders. So our next forward bend will be exactly the same, just the other side. So when you're ready now, roll forward with your left leg out and your right foot in. Reaching to the sky, we lengthen upward. And then we drape ourselves over the left leg in a forward bend. Now hands walk up the left leg. Let's do one more. So again, either roll back onto your back or your shoulders. And for this last forward bend, it would be both legs out straight. So when you're ready, roll yourself up with both legs reaching out. Rising up, and as you lift up, you may want to tiptoe your hips back a little bit, and then you can get a better angle as you fold into this forward bend. Let's walk our hands up both legs. Catching the backs of our thighs, we'll roll down onto the floor now. Lay down on your back. Hug your knees, rock yourself a little side to side. Get nice and settled and centered on your mat. And then extend both legs up and into the sky. Hands to the floor behind your head. Now reach your arms to the ceiling and then lift right up off the ground. And lower back down. Now earlier we used the arms from eagle legs, so now wind your right leg around the left like the legs. We used eagle arms, now we use eagle legs, lifting up and coming down. Unwrap your legs, point them straight up to the sky and reach up again. And down. Now wind your left leg around your right, lifting up. And on the way down, let's slip right into pigeon pose. Cross your left ankle over your right thigh. Grab either behind your right leg or around your right shin. The head lays down as you draw the legs in towards you. Now explore a little until you find the best release in your left hip. And feel every sensation of it. Release your hands, uncross your legs, take hands on your knees, make circles round and round. And then take your circles around the other way. And both legs straight into the sky, hands to the floor behind your head. Now reach up and lift up. And come back down. Braid your left leg around your right, coming up. And then back down. Both legs up into the sky, and we reach up. And then down again. Now twist your right leg around your left, coming up once more. And the way down again takes us to pigeon pose. This time it's right ankle across the left thigh. And we go deep into the right hip for a nice release of tension. Close your eyes, relax your shoulders, your neck, your jaw. Feeling every sensation. unwrap the fingers and the legs. Take your hands on your knees and again make circles round and round. And go around the other way. Come back to your center, set your feet onto the floor. Spread your arms out wide, and then heel toe your feet away from each other until you feel the edges of your mat underneath your feet. And then like windshield wipers, drop both knees over to the right, and up and to the left, side to side. One more time to the right, and then once again to the left, and then reach around and hug your knees, and decide now what inversion you might enjoy today. You could lay on your back and reach your legs up into the sky. You could push your feet down into the floor as your hips come off the ground, a bridge pose. You could take your hips and your legs up above you into a shoulder stand. Whatever inversion feels safe and comfortable for you, find your way there and feel every sensation of it. Slowly, softly, lay your body back down onto the mat. And reach around to hug your knees and take a rock side to side. Let's come to fish pose now. We'll slip our hands right underneath our hips and then stretch our legs out straight. Now sit up on your fingertips and tuck your elbows underneath your back. Let your head lay back as your heart reaches toward the sky. Feel your heart open. Feel your neck open. Now the head lifts back up, and we lay the fish pose down onto the ground. Hands slip out from underneath us now. We'll circle them around to the floor behind our head. As they meet together, lace your fingers together and turn them around and take a great big stretch. Now reach down, grab hold of your right knee. Cross it over your body to the left while you turn your head and look to the right. One last squeeze for the organs, one last release for the tightness of our back. Now let your left hand slip away. The twist rolls you back over and lays you down. Before we twist to the other side, see if you need to straighten yourself out a little bit. And once again, extend your legs, circle your arms around behind your head, take a nice big stretch. Now reach down, grab hold of your left knee, and then cross it all the way over your body to the right. Turn now, looking to the left. the right hand fall to the floor. The last twist rolls over and lays you down. Straighten yourself out on your mat. We have arrived at our final relaxation. Do anything you might want to do to be comfortable. If you'd like to cover yourself up, you're welcome to do that. Get comfortable. Close your eyes. And feel every sensation. Through our standing poses, our feet provided a foundation. Toes spread wide, feet anchored to the ground. Now let your feet rest and relax. We felt the power of our legs in chair pose, warrior poses, lunges. Let your legs rest and relax. Excuse me. Our hips are one of our body's storage bins for stress and tension. But now that we've drained them of that tension, let the area around your pelvis relax and rest. Our belly sometimes holds knots of tension as well. We've twisted and squeezed the organs and given them freshly oxygenated blood. Let your belly relax and rest. The low back, middle back, upper back, also places we carry tension in our body. But now we've lengthened, we've twisted, we've released. Let your back rest and relax. There were times our hands provided us a foundation. Plank poses, side plank poses, they shared the load in downward facing dog. Let your hands relax and rest. Our arms provided strength. They also reached to the sky like beams of light. Let your arms and your shoulders relax and rest. As your whole body rests, feel every sensation of your breath. As it gets longer, slower, and deeper. Thank you. Now take a very deep breath in. Release it into a very deep exhale out. And give yourself a moment now to bring closure to your experience today in whatever way you'd like. And when you've had that feeling of closure, roll gently over onto your right side for a few breaths. Lay your head softly on your arm. And finally, let's finish this practice where we began it. Come back to sit on your mat once again. Offer yourself gratitude for coming to yoga today, for doing something great for yourself. And then let your head drop down again and roll from side to side. And come back to center. Our arms circling up into the sky. Let your hands touch above your head. And then bring your hands first to your forehead for peaceful thoughts today. To your lips for peaceful words. And then to the heart for a peaceful heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.